Addressing reporters in Juba yesterday, some members of the parliament who represent the Cholo or Shulu community condemned what they called the heinous killing of civilians in Upper Nile State, Panyikang County. Reading a prepared statement on behalf of her fellow lawmakers, MP Rebecca Joshua Okwachi said at least 8,000 people have been displaced by the conflict in the area. Okwachi says MPs were shocked by the attacks on unarmed civilians.
We, the Cholo MPs, in the Transitional National Legislature, condemn in the strongest terms the incident which took place in Adityang in Panyikang County, Upper Nile State, at 2 p.m. on 8th September 2022. The population, which was displaced from Tonga as a result of previous conflict, the majority of whom were women, children, and the elderly, settled in Adityang village to receive relief. After the attack on Adityang area, those who were counted to have survived the attack were reportedly over 7,500.
Kwachi says the MPs are urging the government to intervene and provide security to unarmed civilians in Panyikang County to prevent more bloodshed.
We also call on our government to take quick and serious measures to apprehend the criminals and bring them to book so that such incidents do not repeat themselves, and also encourage the parties and communities to work for peace and stability in our country. We appeal to the Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs to provide humanitarian support to the displaced.
Okwachi says the MPs are aware of the presence of armed groups such as Kitgwang faction, the White Army, and other forces in the area who allegedly carried out attacks on innocent civilians in the state. The MPs say it is unfortunate that despite the signed 2018 peace agreement, some forces still commit criminal attacks on civilians. National lawmaker Yor Ukuch, who also hails from Upper Nile State, says South Sudan is implementing the peace deal and armed groups should be part of it. Ukuch urges the government to resolve disagreement among different malicious factions in the state to prevent more killing.
We urge the government to call his past who are under his responsibility and to resolve the case of killing innocent people. We're supposed to protect our citizens, but now we find them they are being killed without clear reason. Another thing, we call the international community and NGOs to support them because their situation there is very terrible.
South Sudan People Defense Force spokesperson Major General Lul Rai Kong says the conflict in Panyikang County is between the two rival factions of the SPLM-IO. Kong says it should be the responsibility of non-state actors who control the area to protect civilians.
The civilians that may be are caught up in the latest crisis in areas under the control of those tribal factions. They are not fighting in areas under our control. And it is primary responsibility of every non-state actor to protect civilians in areas under control.
Last week, fighting in Adityang village of Panyikang County reportedly broke out between rival forces of General Simon Gatwich and General Johnson Ulonch, the two senior commanders of the breakaway SPLM-IO faction. Last month, the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said thousands of people displaced across Upper Nile and Unity states following heavy fighting between armed faction in Tunga Town and Panyikang County. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.